From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. We are now projecting winners on both sides in the Iowa caucuses. For the Democrats, Barack Obama is the winner in a very tight race. With over three-quarters of precincts reporting, Barack Obama has about 36% of the vote. Former Senator John Edwards and Senator Hillary Clinton running neck and neck with about 30% each. On the Republican side, Mike Huckabee is projected to be the winner by a substantial margin over Mitt Romney.
And we should just point out that there are obviously other candidates, and certainly on the Democratic side, several others. But of them, according to the counted votes, Bill Richardson is the only one who's gotten over 1%.
Yeah,
he's under
2%. Right.
Yes.
We're going to start with our colleague Michelle Norris at Obama Caucus Night headquarters in Des Moines. And Michelle, it's got to be a very happy time there.
Very happy indeed, Melissa. Just a few minutes ago, you heard this big whoop and holler come up as they realized that Barack Obama had won this thing right in front of me. David Axelrod, Senator Obama's chief strategist, is standing and basically spinning the results, surrounded by a gaggle of reporters and cameramen standing precariously on chairs all around him. For someone who has just pulled off a victory, he is surprisingly calm. But I had a chance to listen to some of this, and he was thanking the people of Iowa, and he was going back to the thing that the campaign has been talking about over and over and over again. There again, you hear another round of applause going up as they look at these results projected on these big screens here in this hall. But Axelrod in front of me is talking about the thing that they've been saying over and over again. This all came out to turnout and organization, targeting people who had not participated in the caucuses before, getting them out, training them, making sure that they showed up and that they spoke up. You're starting to hear chants in the room here. Senator Obama and his family, they have not yet arrived. They're back at the hotel watching the results on television, surrounded by friends and family. They'll be heading here soon, and you'll really see and hear the temperature turn up then.
And very briefly, Michelle, how do they translate this victory in Iowa tonight to next Tuesday's vote in New Hampshire?
You know, you used a word that they never use. And I asked why, you know, you won't even, in projecting this, won't even talk about that. They don't. And again, that's part of the expectations game. They don't call this a victory. They say that the people of Iowa have spoken and that the senator has momentum and that they're ready for the next fight in the next state. But it's interesting, they will not use that word victory.
Well, everyone else is calling it a victory for Barack Obama, who has finished first. NPR is projecting finished first on the Democratic side in the Iowa caucuses. Michelle, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
That's our colleague Michelle Norris at Obama headquarters in Des Moines.
And the latest numbers, Obama at 36.5%. Running just about 6 points ahead of both Edwards and Clinton. NPR's David Green is at Hillary Clinton Caucus Night headquarters in Des Moines. David, running neck and neck for second place, possibly looking at a bronze medal here. It's not the night that Hillary Clinton wanted, I should think.
It is not the night that Hillary Clinton wanted. And here at the headquarters, just as Barack Obama was being projected the winner by us, by other news organizations, they started playing some inspirational music, I think, to keep the crowd happy, a little Dolly Parton working 9 to 5. But the campaign's not ready to concede anything. We've been speaking to some folks in the campaign in the last little while, and what they were talking about was this huge turnout that they're seeing. Now, they're not ready to say that that's why Barack Obama is doing well, but that they saw huge turnout around the state, and again, not conceding, but you already sort of hear a message coming together. What the campaign is saying is that Hillary Clinton said all along that Iowa was just the beginning and not the end, and that they're ready to land in New Hampshire and push the reset button, as one person put it.
Is there any sense that there's something that Senator Clinton said that she shouldn't have said or didn't say that she should be saying more of in New Hampshire? Do you get any judgment about that?
We'll certainly be analyzing the results for a while, but certainly the Clinton campaign started a real push to reintroduce herself to Iowans at a very late stage, a bit of a surprise. You know, likability was a problem for Hillary Clinton from the very beginning, and it remained a challenge. And, you know, she brought some people who knew her in grade school to talk about what she was like flirting with boys and tried to humanize in the last few weeks. And you know, a lot of voters a lot of caucus goers who I spoke to, it wasn't so much that they had a problem with her. They liked her. They said they really liked the message. Their concern was, okay, if we send her into a general election, are moderate voters, are independents going to like her? And if they don't, then, you know, the Democratic Party loses. And that was a big worry. So not so much likability personally for Iowans, but worry about how she would play elsewhere in the country. And I think that's going to be an issue for her as we go forward. We'll see how they deal with that.
Thank you, David. It's NPR's David Green at caucus night headquarters for Hillary Clinton. She's now running at about 30% of the Democratic caucus vote, neck and neck with John Edwards. Barack Obama, with, about 80%, I think, of the precincts reported already, is almost 7 points ahead of them, more than 6 percentage points ahead of them.
That lead seems to be widening just a little bit. NPR's Mara Liasson is in Des Moines as well. Mara, let's start with this Democratic result and how turnout seems to have affected the finish here, with Barack Obama coming in first.
Well, clearly, turnout was very big tonight. The Iowa Democratic Party says that with at two-thirds of the precincts reporting, we obviously have a little bit more of that now, but at that point, they said 135,000 people had turned out. That's about 11,000 more than turned out in 2004, so that's quite a boost. And just anecdotally, we hear our colleague Tom Bevin, who's from Real Clear Politics, the very useful website that averages all the polls. He came back from a precinct caucus in West Des Moines, where in 2004, 108 people had caucused. The caucus chairman said he would have been thrilled if 125 turned out this time, but 224 showed up.
Did they have
so
enough
you can
room?
Really see. Yes, they barely had enough room. So turnout was higher. Clearly, Barack Obama benefited from that. We don't know about the participation of independents. Some of the early entrance polls show that the independent participation was not changed from 2004, but clearly turnout was high. That is what Obama was trying to do. Get first-time caucus-goers to go to the polls, whether they were independents or Democrats, and that clearly seems to have benefited him.
Yeah, and we'll remember that 4 years ago, those same expectations did not pan out at all for Howard Dean.
No, not at all. But, you know, Barack Obama used a very different method. They went to school on the Dean campaign's failures, and instead of bringing in a lot of volunteers from outside, those orange hats that swarmed all over the state 4 years ago, he used a community organizing model, the model he had learned as a community organizer in Chicago. His volunteers became part of the community. They formed relationships. They really kind of did a mind meld with the Democrats in their precincts and their towns, and that is the model that he used. And, you know, when Evie Stone... my producer, who's sitting right next to me here, and I were out here watching the Obama organization team a couple weeks ago. It was extraordinary. We saw these people forming these relationships, spending hours and hours with the voters they were trying to cultivate, not just calling them or visiting their house, but actually really becoming part of their lives.
Mara, I was just curious. Do we have any sense, because the big Democratic turnout in the caucuses squares with the size of rallies that you and others were reporting on all this time in Iowa, being bigger than the Republicans, do we know if it was a very poor Republican turnout this year?
We don't have the Republican turnout numbers yet, but every Republican I've talked to said that they didn't expect it to be much higher than 2004. But we'll know those numbers pretty soon.
And Mara, let's just talk a little bit more before we let you go. On the Republican side, with the result, Mike Huckabee coming in first, substantially, a substantial margin over Mitt Romney. Where does that take him heading into the caucus, the primaries
well,
to come?
You know, everybody that I talked to said that for Huckabee to have a significant win, he had to win by about 5 points or more. Now, he's got 25,000 votes to Mitt Romney's 18, and I can't really do the math in my head, but I think he's got a significant win here. Now, he goes on to New Hampshire, where Mitt Romney has a strong base, but he's got a very significant challenge from John McCain. Mm-hmm. The state is very, very different, not as hospitable to Mike Huckabee because there are fewer numbers of evangelical voters among the Republican primary. Immigration isn't as important an issue. And he has so much less resources than Romney. So I think that the big question is how much legs does
Mara, we're
going
to have to leave it right there. NPR's Mara Liasson in Des Moines, thanks so much. You're listening to All Things Considered.
Again, in the Iowa caucuses today, Mike Huckabee finishes a convincing first on the Republican side, and Barack Obama finishes an increasingly impressive first on the Democratic side, with more than 1,500 of the almost 1,800 precincts reporting. He's almost at 37%, and in second place, John Edwards with just over 30%, and Hillary Clinton just under 30, with 29.92%. What does it mean? Well, we're going to ask some of our analysts just that right now. Rich Lowry, editor of the National Review, is with us in our studio in Washington. Hi, Rich.
Hello.
E.J. Dionne joins us from Manchester, New Hampshire. B.J.? No, he doesn't. Andy Kohut of Pew Research Center is here in our studio.
Hi, Robert.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Barack Obama, just under 37% of the Democratic caucuses, an almost 7% lead over John Edwards, Hillary Clinton in third. What do you make of it?
Well, he had a pretty sharp constituency. He did well because he won strongly. He ran strongly among men. He ran strongly among younger voters, people who attended for the first time, liberals, and the small number of people who were independents, overwhelmingly for Obama. Hillary didn't win because she didn't do very well among women. She did relatively well among women. She did moderately well among moderates, but she never really doesn't have a very strong constituency relative to Obama's strong support from these building blocks of his victories: men, younger voters, liberals, independents.
I'm going to interject just for a second. We've got the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Mike Duncan, on the line. Welcome, Mr. Chairman.
Good evening.
And would you characterize this result tonight as a GOP upset, Mike Huckabee toppling Mitt Romney?
Well, first of all, let me congratulate Governor Huckabee on his success and all the candidates in Iowa today, both on the Republican and Democrat side. Also, congratulations to Senator Obama and the people of Iowa for getting us off to a good start in this long process. I'm the chairman of the Republican Party. My job is to prepare the party for the general election. And I don't take sides in this. I'm like Switzerland, so I really won't get into handicapping any of the candidates.
Well, one thing you have to contend with is you have a candidate who has done very well on the back of a huge percentage of evangelical voters in Iowa, which is not necessarily representative of the voters who will be voting in other parts of the country, and certainly in the general election. Does that trouble you?
Oh, I've heard this story before. I've been involved in politics since 1972. That was my first convention as a delegate, and I heard this in 1988 when it was said that, the party was split, that we had an economic conservative who was running who was going to take one side of the party, and that we had a social conservative running who was going to take another, and there was a sitting vice president. And you know what? At the end of the day, we all came together. And it's going to be the same thing in 2008.
But, Chairman Duncan, if you had an electorate, if you had a Republican vote that's 60% evangelical, you would be a minority party, wouldn't you?
Well, the evangelicals are part of our coalition, just as the economic conservatives are part of our coalition, just as the people who believe in a strong national defense are part of our coalition. And we're very pleased to have all of them there, and I'm happy that they participated today. I encourage more people to participate on both the Republican and Democrat side.
Briefly, Chairman Duncan, would there be a candidate on the Democratic side whom you would say would be the easiest for you to beat?
Well, that's very interesting. I think all the Democrats are in a pretty narrow spectrum from my standpoint. They all believe in more government, bigger government. They believe in bureaucracies that control health care. They believe in spending less on national defense. They've really not done a good job. The candidates have not done a good job backing our troops this time.
Thanks very much, Republican National Committee Chairman Mike Duncan. This is NPR.